Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. Weather in Gunflint territory mellowed since week three of the month. Bitter cold was swept away by another El Nino moment of warmer Pacific air. Meanwhile, meaningful snow has avoided this area like the plague as we head toward February. It seems as though this snow-loving region is snake-bit in terms of powdery deliveries. Furthermore, other places in the country are dealt the stuff when they have no desire for such. The snow in place right now is hanging on and will provide the key ingredient for the beginning of the annual John Beargreese Sled Dog Marathon late Sunday morning. With the race making its round-trip run from Two Harbors to Grand Portage and back, the race comes into these parts from its Sawbill checkpoint to reach our mid-trail checkpoint at Trail Center in the estimated pre-dawn time of Monday morning. On the return chase, Musher should be coming back through the Trail Center area in the wee hours of Tuesday morning. In both stops along the trail, there's a mandatory layover. So in spite of the not-too-convenient arrival times for viewing, the time-lapse for teams before departing in either direction can allow for getting out to show some Gunflint cheers of support. One Cook County musher has entered in the marathon, while three other locals are in the mid-distance race, which, by the way, finishes at Trail Center midday on Monday. Tracking the races can be followed at beargreese.com. Good luck to all. More winter fun takes place in Gunflint land next weekend with the 7th annual Cook County Ridge Riders Fun Run. The power sledders trek to collect their cards for the long-distance poker game will start along the South Shore Drive on Devil Track Lake on February 7th, beginning at 9 a.m. Stops to get cards and participation stamps include Hungry Jack Lodge, Trail Center Lodge, Windigo Lodge, Gunflint Lodge, and Gunflint Pines Resort. All riders must be back at the Cook County Ridge Rider Clubhouse by 5:30 p.m. to turn in their playing hands. Food, fun, and a raffle follow the day's sledding. I don't know who to thank for the neat temporary signs posted in select locations along the trail, warning drivers to slow down in those moose zones. For whoever's responsible, it's a great idea, and hopefully will save a precious moose life. Moreover, it could well save even serious injury or possible death to vehicular passengers, and perhaps totaling one's vehicle. All trail users should be thankful for the insight into these alert postings. The beauty of our flock forest continues unabated. After many weeks, periods of brisk wind have failed to dislodge the uncountable frozen fleecy puffs. Such is true for the Smith's favorite conifer along the Mile of Pine as well. This magnificent flora being caught our eye when it first observed some 17 years ago. The affair with this stately pine might seem strange, but I'm betting there might be others in border country that might also have a wild item of particular Gunflint area significance. Whatever the case, we Smiths have been keeping a watchful eye on this prime piece of timber since it was just a little shaver, barely head high. At the time we embraced this symmetrical sapling, it was small enough to survive the horrendous blowdown in 1999. And then luckily endured the wildfire scare of 2007 when flames charred its cousins just over a mile or so across the lake. During the years, the mother in charge of all things has nurtured it well. Our tree, as we call it now, has grown tall, nearing 25 feet. Over the time, it has maintained unique pomp in the Mile of Pine parade of needled elements. While bending and twisting in the winds, enduring cold and hot, dodging the lightning, and bearing tons of snow for going on 2 decades, this verdant subject has not succumbed. this season's hefty decorations are no exception in testing its fibrous vitality. Our forest starlet has simply flexed its muscles and stands lofty, beaming at the beckon of our headlights on many a cold winter night. While in daylight hours, winds in the woods help this comely adolescent tremble with a gentle wave as I go by on my daily mailbox run. Dazzled by the glistening grace of shapely frosted boughs, we are overwhelmed at the elegance and inspired by enduring evergreen charm. Our tree, silently enriching life in the Gunflint Forest. This is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith. Come on out the trail and savor the winter bounty.